For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. A circuit court judge has ruled that laws used by Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft last year to thwart a referendum petition on abortion restrictions are unconstitutional. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beatham ruled that Ashcroft did not give opponents of a restrictive Missouri abortion law enough time to collect signatures to get a referendum on the ballot. While the ruling grew out of efforts to overturn Missouri law that banned abortion after 8 weeks, Beatham's ruling issued Friday pertains to all referendum petitions in the future. Ashcroft's spokesperson said yesterday that the office is reviewing the decision. Boone County is running out of time to distribute the millions it has received in CARES Act funding. The Columbia Missourian reports that Boone County received $21.2 million in May through the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Recovery, and Economic Security Act, otherwise known as the CARES Act. 8 months later, the county commission has distributed only $3 million, less than one-sixth of that money. For reference, Jackson County, the home of Kansas City, distributed $81 million of its almost $123 million by August, and the rest of that county's funds were allocated as of December 1st. The money must be distributed or committed by the end of the year, or the money goes back to the federal government. However, recipients can use the funding in 2021 to reimburse themselves for costs incurred before 2021. Southwest Airlines says it will furlough more than 200 workers at KCI International Airport and St. Louis Lambert International Airport unless it reaches cost-saving agreements with their unions. Reporter Dan Margulies has more.
Southwest said it experienced a 70% revenue drop in the third quarter as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The airline said it had reduced spending by about $8 billion, but with the imminent expiration of the payroll support program, it needs to reduce costs further. Southwest said it had not made, quote, meaningful progress after 2 months of negotiations with the employees' unions. As a result, it said it will furlough 101 customer service, ramp, and other agents at KCI and 110 workers at St. Louis Lambert International Airport beginning in mid-March. It said it expected the furloughs will be temporary and last no more than 6 months. I'm Dan Margulies.
The coronavirus surge is creating problems for Missouri police departments and sheriff's offices, forcing some to temporarily close to the public and prompting others to relocate jail inmates. Springfield police yesterday shut down the lobby of the police station, citing a staffing shortage made worse by the impact of COVID-19. Smaller departments are feeling the impact too. COVID-19 illnesses and quarantines left the Howard County Sheriff's Department with just 2 full-time and 1 part-time deputy, so the sheriff's office has been closed since Thanksgiving. Staffing shortages forced Howard and Pike counties to transfer jail inmates to nearby counties. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.